Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's do this. A special Friday edition of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And you heard it. The first hour presented by our newest sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital. And I can't tell you how excited I am to be connected with Texas Children's Hospital. Go down there, and have been going down there for years, into the Pediatric Cancer Ward, handing soccer balls out. We have all these events around the community, in and around Texas Children's Hospital. So excited that they are on board as our presenting sponsor here in the first hour. Tonight, we also welcome Advantage BMW in Midtown, our newest sponsors. So a big thank you to all the guys at Advantage BMW. By the way, those guys like soccer down there. They like the world's game. They're ready for the World Cup. They're ready for the Dynamo. Philip Southwick, Justin McGahee, and Sergio Martinez, who I've been getting cars from over the years. Thank you, BMW, for being a part of this and the ultimate driving machine. I got in it last night when I got home from the airport. Delayed flight from L.A. was out there doing the Europa League. And there's nothing like getting back into that vehicle. It's like riding on a magic carpet. So it was great to going home late night in the vehicle. And how about this? A huge shout out to my newest 150 friends from Oak Forest Elementary, whom I got to visit with last week at their school. It was career day. Lauren Williams, one of the teachers, reached out to me. Great kids, great teachers. Had such a great time there. We even did some live play-by-play. And all 150 of the students, we all yelled goal together. But we did actually talk some serious things about career and the importance of teachers and, of course, the importance of disappointment in our life. That was one of the other messages I wanted to make sure the kids got, that, you know, everything doesn't go perfectly. You may see me sitting here doing a World Cup. Lots of no's, lots of disappointment on the way, and that was one of the other messages. And then I also kind of related our great day to the day I had before, which was down at Texas Children's Hospital. Visiting kids fighting for their lives. So I hope some good messages got through there, but wonderful kids, wonderful students. So a big thank you to Lauren Williams, Mr. Warren, Mr. Malkowski, Miss Rogers, Mrs. Woodfin. Thank you for having me and putting a smile on my face. I had a great time down there. And a lot of soccer fans in that school, by the way. Dynamo fans. We had Real Madrid jerseys there. Tons of soccer fans. From Dynamo all the way into the international game. So Oak Forest Elementary, this is your shout out, and we will see you down the road. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in with opinion tonight at 713-780-3776. Podcast always at podcastarena.com and on iTunes. So we got our Champions League final set. It's Real Madrid and Liverpool in Kiev. Our Europa League final is set. Atletico Madrid and Marseille in Lyon. So, Madrid fans, let's talk. You're looking at a legendary third straight Champions League final win. By the way, you were smoked by Bayern Munich. Admit it. Every category of the game, they beat you except one, scoring goals. And I know you love to look through it through Galactico glasses, but who would have thought going into that Cristiano Ronaldo would barely influenced the game from an attacking standpoint. Robert Lewandowski looked like a man carrying a ball and chain. Thomas Müller worked hard, but none of those quality strikers would score a goal over two legs. So here are my Real Madrid heroes in that game. Sergio Ramos, obviously, made a mistake on the first goal, clearly, but was an absolute warrior and beast. Keylor Navas, without him, Real Madrid, you would be drowning your tears right now. Luka Modric, wow. What an effort defensively. Box to box, he stood out. So, Real Madrid fans, I know your expectations are only one thing, to win it. Can you beat Liverpool? Tell me how. And by the way, Karim Benzema with two goals at the right time. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Give me your thoughts. Real Madrid or Liverpool for the win? Now, Liverpool advanced over Roma. Roma put up a hell of a fight in the second leg. That was a chaotic match. One that made Liverpool fans, I think, squirm a little bit. Packed to the gills over at the Gorgeous Gale here locally in Houston. May not have been the perfect way to get into the final, but you know what? Erase everything that's happened. It's down to one game now. Both of these teams, I think, have legitimate defensive problems. Who imposes their style in their pressing game more and the counter-pressing game? There's no doubt the three set up front for Liverpool, Firmino, Mane, who scored their first goal, and of course, Mo Salah. Best three set in the world, hands down. Can they get it done? Goalkeeping department, I'm going to have to say Real Madrid's got the edge right now. Back four, I'm going to give Real Madrid the edge simply because of Sergio Ramos and how commanding he is, although Virgil van Dijk is going to be that guy and he's going to be the eminent guy in the Premier League. I don't think there's any question at some point. Midfields. Now, we did laud how good James Milner played in the first game. Josh Henderson. Are they mobile enough? Are they quick enough against the Real Madrid midfield? Point of contention there. Two games without a goal, Cristiano Ronaldo. That's scary if you're Liverpool. And, I mean, you wouldn't even have known he was there those two games. Although, I will say, if you watched very closely, he came back on a couple of occasions and made some huge defensive plays. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and it'll be Marseille and Atletico Madrid in Lyon, and I clearly think this is Atletico Madrid. I think this is far more clear-cut than Real Madrid and Liverpool. I just think there's just too much steel, too much pride, too much collective fight in Atletico Madrid. Marseille's not going to be able to handle it. Steven Gerrard has been named the manager of Glasgow Rangers. He was getting lauded by the manager, Jurgen Klopp, for what he was doing with Liverpool youth teams. Guess what? He's gone. Glasgow Rangers. And why wouldn't you bet on Gerrard as being a good manager? Always a thinking man's player. Probably a perfect place to start. Yeah, there's pressure at Glasgow Rangers, but it is a Scottish Premier League. So let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. And Manchester United fans, gosh, I don't even know what to say. They lose to Brighton today. Brighton. I will say this again, and I know I will get pushback from United fan. You got the wrong manager. You have the wrong manager. It should have been Pep Guardiola. It should have been Jurgen Klopp. It should have been one of these progressive managers, because Manchester United has always been a team of progression, a team that went to pose the questions on an opponent, not be handcuffed by a manager who I think now in the modern game is not a master as a manager anymore. Oh, yeah, you know, it gets positioned differently. Hey, they're in second place. Yeah, they're only like, what, 15, 16 points behind first? That's great. But you're Manchester United. You don't laud second place, do you? Is that what it's become now? Manchester United fans are happy with being second? He's had time. He's got players. He's handcuffed a lot of this young attacking talent, in my opinion. And you look at him and you go, they can't be happy playing this type of football in this system. Guys like Marcus Rashford. Alexis Sanchez, has he lived up to it? Now, part of this could be the manager. Part of this could be the manager's tactics and system. 713-780-3776. Get your thoughts here. Real Madrid and Liverpool, who you got? And also, we're talking about Manchester United, the wrong manager, Jose Mourinho. Let's go to Juan. Juan, what's on your mind tonight? You started off here on ESPN 97.5. What's happening?
Hello, Madrid. Hey, Glenn, I wanted to ask you about the Champions League. Well, not ask you. I have more comments than questions.
Sure.
I am a pretty, I guess, I don't know if fear or more anxious about the game itself because of the firepower. You were mentioning the front three. That is pretty dangerous. But the midfield, I guess, can hold, and that's why relying on your midfield is just too scary. So that's my comment. My question about El Clasico is, what do you think about Zidane's decision not to give them the honor guard because Barcelona's already won the league?
Not to give them, say that again, what was that word?
The honor guard, the guard of honor.
Tell me what that is.
The gauntlet, honoring the winners of the league when they come out, two sides, the team lines up shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, as they come out. So that's a
when Sunday. I'm confused. I don't know. Respect to who?
To the champions already won.
Barcelona.
So the rumor, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it is said that Zidane will not give them the honor guard for winning the Champions League. What are your comments? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's a rumor. So until we see it happen on Sunday, I don't know. I always thought Zidane was an upstanding sportsman. Outside of the time he lost his mind against the Italian defender.
Well, so there you go.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, that guy had an exemplary career. I mean, it's just like Gianluigi Buffon. For people to chastise that guy after the body of work and the respect he's shown the game and Juventus and the goalkeeping position all these years, that's a joke. I mean, because in one emotional moment, it's not like he assaulted a referee. So, you know. People drive these things. I think you have to look at the overall body of work. If it was the sixth or seventh time somebody did something, then I can understand it. They're serial. These guys aren't. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope there's respect in that game. That's a very big game, I think, just from the personal pride perspective. Barcelona killed it in the league. Real Madrid wasn't, Barcelona won the league. That in itself can be a whole argument and point of contention for people. What's more important? Real Madrid fans are going to tell you the Champions League is more important, and Barcelona is going to tell you the overall body of work in La Liga is more important. So that's where we are. Two great teams. I would expect that will be a very fiery and contentious game on Sunday.
Well, I think it is in the press conference on the record that Zidane, through the horse's mouth, I think that's the phrase, from the horse's mouth, said he will not do that. But I just wondered.
So what is that? That's lining up your players and allowing Barcelona to run through them out of respect?
No, not during the game, before the game.
No, I mean before the game.
The locker rooms.
Yeah, before the game.
Yes,
they kind of stand there while they come out to honor the champions.
Yes.
Is that something that's done every year?
According to Zidane.
Is it done every year?
It should be done, but because for some reason, I think during the Club World Cup that Real won, said that they didn't get to receive the fame.
I think out of respect, any time you honor the teams that are champions, this is a deep rivalry. I think it's a good thing because I think it's important for the players and the clubs to remind people that we have this amazing rivalry. Let's not do anything disrespectful to ruin it. Let's let the competition over 90 minutes tell the story as heated as it gets. But I think anytime there's an opportunity to show something off good and set a great example, I think you take it. I don't know what will happen Sunday, but I'm certainly going to be watching.
No, so will I. And great show. Thank you. I'll keep calling you, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you, Juan, for calling in. I appreciate that. So that's good stuff from Juan there. That brings up a good point of contention there. Anybody want to comment on that? 713-780-3776. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Daniel.
So you asked a question of how exactly Real Madrid, what exactly we have in mind to as to how we can beat Liverpool in the final. I think a lot will depend on if we can have Carvajal back and in shape for the final, because you know our bottom four, from the right to left, Carvajal, Varane, Ramos, and Marcelo. So Marcelo has a lot of freedom to go outfield and create. Now, without Carvajal, we can't let that happen, as we've seen in this last Bayern game. We can't have Marcelo go upfield because we are left defenseless. So if we can have Carvajal back, then we can have Varane kind of hold the center and have Ramos cover up for Marcelo on the left, and then have Marcelo go upfield on the left flank and create all those things that he can create on the left. That's one recipe as far as the defense goes. If we can have that, we can have Carvajal back, we should be able to have no problem beating Liverpool.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If Liverpool gets consistent pressure on the back four of Real Madrid, that means Marcelo's got to defend a little bit more, right?
Right. Correct.
Do you see that? That playing out? How do you think these teams approach this tactically? I don't think there's any question. Liverpool is going to try to put a ton of pressure very high up the field on the back four of Real Madrid. This is why James Milner leads the Champions League in assists. You wouldn't believe that, right? If you were going into the Champions League this season and you said James Milner would have the most assists, you know why he does? It's because of where they win the ball. And if they win the ball close to the Real Madrid goal, and his first pass is either to Mo Salah, Roberto Firmino, or Sadio Mane. That's why he's getting assists. If that pressing game is allowed to grow and blossom without real pressure in return, could be a dangerous day. And that said, Real Madrid can hit Liverpool on the counter. So I think it's going to be an open game with a lot of goals.
It will be an open game. As far as the pressure, I'll answer your question the best way I see it. I don't see Liverpool being able to apply this amount of pressure for the whole 90 minutes. From what I've seen, I haven't watched and followed Liverpool that good throughout the last couple seasons, but I don't think they can hold that, they can put that pressure for the whole 90 minutes. They burst for 15, 20 minutes, they score 2-3 goals, and then they roll back. They don't have the horsepower to put that pressure on Madrid for 90 minutes.
It takes a tremendous physical effort. I don't think there's any question, and you're right. They're going to have to get through some periods where they're under pressure. Both teams will. I do have concerns in goal with Lloris Karius. What are they going to do in midfield? Will they get a little bit quicker and a little bit more mobile if Lallana comes back into the team? Was a big loss, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Jorginho Wijnaldum obviously got one of the goals. But I think it's fascinating. I don't think Real Madrid, in any facet of the game, outplayed Bayern Munich except for scoring goals. And, in fact, Bayern probably gifted him one. But I never would have thought going into that game, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, that over the course of two legs, strikers of the quality of Robert Lewandowski, Thomas Müller, and Cristiano Ronaldo would not have scored in either game. Not even a single goal from those guys.
Correct. The Bayern game was, yes, that's exactly what you're saying, but that's why a lot of people are saying that probably that was the actual final for Madrid, that Bayern game. It was so tough, it was overwhelming, that that might have been the actual final.
Well, it's easy to say that now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that is the way things will go. The beautiful thing is it's one game. Both teams are going to be up for it. It's going to be a wonderful moment. It could be real history for Real Madrid to to win a third straight Champions League title. The last time that happened was with Franz Beckenbauer and Bayern Munich in the 70s. So it'll be something special. I don't think there's any question. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Can't wait. Just one last question. If Liverpool does win this final, do you think it will be a kind of a major shift, tectonic shift towards the EPL being a more competitive league and being recognized as finally the more compact? The EPL is going to be actually back.
Well, if you're just judging by the Champions League, it has been owned by La Liga, hasn't it? And I don't think that's any question.
Right.
Real Madrid and Barcelona have led the way. So there may be something you read into that. I think it would be historic for Liverpool as well, with five European Cups, and they haven't had one in quite some time. I think it was 2007 and the last one. So you know what? When these things happen, there's lots of ways you can condition these things. I mean, at the end of the day, if you didn't watch the Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game and Real Madrid is in the final, you're just going, okay, well, it's Real Madrid as usual. They must have played great. But if you really watched the two legs, they were totally outplayed. I don't think there was any question. Yet, again, they somehow find a way to survive. So there you have it. My thanks to you, Daniel, for the phone call. All right, so we're going to hit a break here. Let's take some more phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Don't forget, at Texas Children's Hospital, their cancer and hematology centers. They're the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians, scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing children's cancer. Today, they're one of the leading pediatric hospitals in the country, using genomic sequencing to provide state-of-the-art personalized cancer treatment for children. There have been tremendous success stories down there. A lot of my friends are families that have gone through some incredibly challenging things with their children. Most of my friends, actually. And I met them all down there, and people from all over the world come to the Texas Children's Hospital. It is a non-for-profit organization relying on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond. CCCFund.org is the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital for being our first hour presenting sponsor. Can't tell you how excited I am about Texas Children's Hospital. Let's take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Get your phone calls in, 713-780-3776. And begin to tell me, who are you pulling for in the World Cup and why?
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
That's all right there. He missed it. It's an empty net for Karim Benzema. It is a catastrophe for Bayern Munich. 20 seconds into the second half. Second goal for Benzema. And now a little bit of breathing room for the two-time defending champions.
Oh, what a nightmare that was. World Cup's rapidly approaching. Notice the LA music? Why do you think we're playing the LA music? Little Billy Idol. Because LA's in town. They've arrived. I've already gotten my World Cup partner, Kobe Jones, has already sent me a text telling me good restaurant. Liberty Kitchen. That's a good one to go to. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right, how many of you out there, and I know this is Friday night, so if you're out and about in your car, I want to hear from you. How many of you out there are strictly going to the game tomorrow night, the Dynamo and LA Galaxy, because of Zlatan Ibrahimovic, or a singular player? Now, I always hear this notion, and I see this from a lot of the Dynamo fans, and what they say is, we don't care about the opponent, and we don't care who's there, you just go for your team. Well, I got news for you. There's not enough people going for just our team. So if you're going to say that, how do you grow that attitude? Right? It's almost like people are upset that people would go to the game to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic. We'll take anybody at these games now because we want to fill the place. We don't want to play in front of two men and a dog. We want to play in front of a packed house. We're Houston, Texas. We have 6.5 million people. Doesn't matter what it takes to get people to come down there. Matchups, storylines. Ibrahimovic, he's going around the country selling out. He's like a rock band on tour. Why wouldn't we want to go to that game? I've had more people asking me for tickets that are not soccer fans than ever before. Now, I hear you out there. You're going, oh, well, they'll never be soccer fans. You don't know that, and you can't say that. It's about getting them into the building and then hoping that the night provides the entertainment and something that hooks people. Right? Something that hooks people. The storylines right now are coming from the opponent. You're going to have David Villa, New York City FC is coming here, right? Next game? Huh. So in back-to-back games in 8 days, you've got Zlatan Ibrahimovic and David Villa, two legendary players coming here to Houston. It's incredible. 2 weeks is New York City FC, Victor's telling me now. It's incredible. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You loved a Manchester United fan until he got hurt. He's brash. He's on every single talk show. He's fun. And he can play. And he's still 35 years of age. And guess what? The LA Galaxy are coming in with a four set that's pretty, pretty dangerous. You got Ibrahimovic. You'll have Giovanni Dos Santos underneath him in the hole. You'll have Ola Kamara out wide, and you'll have Roman Alessandrini out wide. Those guys will be making diagonal runs. They'll be trying to drag outside backs into the middle. The Dynamo are going to have to pass these guys on beautifully, have an incredible team shape. Their lines are going to have to be tight. And they're going to have to be careful when Ibrahimovic goes back into midfield to collect the ball, because what can happen is then Dos Santos makes a deeper run against a static back four and is a target. It's going to be dangerous. The flip side of this is that LA has had real struggles when it comes to their team shape. So when the ball's lost, there will be opportunities presented to the Houston Dynamo tomorrow night. By the way, you can watch the game on the Cube because it's sold out. Ball's lost, there will be options that will have to be recognized quickly by the Houston Dynamo. And if they can recognize it and recognize the right pass, the pass that gets the engine of Ramel Kyoto and Albert Elise going and Tomas Martinez, you're going to score goals. Because LA is still in a phase of trying to work this thing out. They tried to play Ola Kamara, who's a center forward, who was brought from Columbus. Big goal scorer last year. Did it very silently for Greg Berhalter in Columbus. And guess what? He's the guy who's got to be sacrificed now after they acquire Zlatan, because they move into a three set. So they're playing a 4-3-3 now with two good wide guys. And Ola Kamara made it really clear. He just said, I don't like playing out here. But he's got to do it. And he scored. And Ibrahimovic set him up. So maybe he's liking it a little bit more. He will want to come in on his right foot. And I would think Andrew Wenger, as a left back, is going to try and push him on his left and dare him to try and beat him down the line. But if he comes inside, it's a real challenge. I don't think any question. By the way, there's cameras in here. Livestream.com is where you can check out what's going on in this beautiful ESPN Houston 97.5 studio. Hey, I do want to tell you something. Because the World Cup is around the corner this summer, you're going to want to have crystal clear vision. And you're going to want to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS is Tranquility Home Systems. By the way, they do a lot of work for high-profile athletes in town. They can get you set up. They'll come out. They'll get you a quote. They'll get you on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. It's my friend Jesse. He's got 20 years of experience at THS. They can do it all. Home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. I'm going to try to get motorized shades because I want to do that one flick of a button and all the shades go up instead of having to pull like 5-6 different ones up. You know, kind of Austin Powers. A new home theater for the World Cup in Russia, THS. Call Jesse, 281-506-7822. Jesse at THS3Inc.com. www.THS3Inc.com. So here's the question. 713-780-3776. Do you go to games simply for one player? Do you go to games to see star players like Zlatan? Are you going to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic? Is that your draw? Or will it be David Villa when New York City FC comes? Or who's your star in the Houston Dynamo? Now, there are a lot of fans who come out and say, you shouldn't be going to a game to see the opponent. Well, quite frankly, I don't think right now here in Houston, we can be selective when it comes to that. Because we don't have 22,000 people who are coming purely and solely for the Houston Dynamo game in and game out. So you hope to bring these unique fans to the game. And you hope that the night, the experience, the production of the game, the excitement can lead to them coming back. Biggest crowd ever in the history of the Dynamo at BBVA Compass Stadium was the Seattle Sounders playoff game last year. If you went to that, there was a buzz in the air. There was a buzz. There was a feeling on the streets outside the stadium. That's rare. And unfortunately, it didn't live up to being a Dynamo night. And that's the risk that one takes. That's pro sports. It's the way it goes. But you sure wish that this place will be packed tomorrow. Now, it is sold out. Let's hope everybody comes out to the games and they're in seats. Butts in seats, right? We've heard that before here in Houston. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Are you going to the Houston Dynamo game tomorrow? LA Galaxy in town. Are you going? 713-780-3776 is the number. The other question we put out there was Liverpool or Real Madrid? Who gets it done and why? I guess I quieted down the Real Madrid fans because I told them that Bayern Munich outplayed them in every facet of the game. I'm waiting for somebody to call me and go, Glenn, it doesn't matter. It's just about winning. 713-780-3776. Come on. Where is the Real Madrid fans? They're usually very vocal here in Houston. Unprecedented in recent times. Third straight Champions League final. I mean, that's out of this world. Later on tonight in the show, Alex Stepney, the legendary Manchester United goalkeeper, he'll be on the program tonight. An evening with Alex Stepney is going to be Friday at 6:30 p.m. on June 8th. This is a Texas Children's Hospital Curing Children's Cancer One Fund 501c charity event. The money will go to the 501c charity. Tickets are $120. Alex Stepney's coming over from England. This has all been set up by Tom Clare, who's just been wonderful and outstanding. We're so thankful that Tom's cancer is in remission. RSVP 281-520-0867. TomClare346@gmail.com. By the way, that interview tonight, you won't want to miss it. It's part two. There's a lot of talk about the great George Best, who many have said is the greatest in the history of the game. He also talks about the times when the Rolling Stones, the Beatles were popular. And he's going to tell you, because I ask him, was he a Beatles or a Stones guy? Are you a Beatles or a Stones person? Or maybe you were born beyond that time and you don't even know who they are. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776 is the number. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We will also have on later in the show, new book from Grant Wall, Masters of Modern Soccer. Really, really interesting book. How the World's Best Play the 21st Century Game. So he went out on the road. He did a bunch of interviews with various people. Manuel Neuer, Vincent Kompany, Christian Pulisic, some of the players that extensive interviews done. And it's was really based on asking them, what is the modern game now? Chicharito Hernandez. By the way, do you want to see Chicharito end up back at Chivas? Or should we spread a rumor that he's coming here to Houston to play for the Dynamo? What do you think, Victor? Should I spread a rumor? My sources have told me that Javier Chicharito Hernandez is coming to Houston. Not. My sources have told me. That's a great one, my sources. So I'm just having some fun here. I'm not trying to create any problems. But how cool would that be? If Chicharito came here, he would platform in a New York minute to the level of J.J. Watt, to the level of Jose Altuve and George Springer and all those great Astros, and to the level of the beard. Do you agree or disagree with me? I'm going to give you that one going to commercial break. Do you agree or disagree? If Javier Chicharito Hernandez came to Houston, would he be as big a star as J.J. Watt, Jose Altuve, and James Harden? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So a quick word here. Host of Soccer Matters. The World Cup is right around the corner. What better way to celebrate than with an ice cold Bud Light? Let's honor the great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light, brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years. Put on your favorite World Cup jersey, the country that you're going to support. Grab some friends. Grab a refreshing Bud Light and show me what your Texas is all about. The World Cup 2018 in Russia is right around the corner. You can always count on Bud Light, proudly brewed in Texas and the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Don't forget, the Texas Children's Hospital continuously working to develop new and innovative treatment for some of the most complex conditions and illnesses, which philanthropic support makes possible. And that's the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. It's a 501c charity. Our event with Alex Stepney coming over is going to support that as well. Texas Children's Hospital Cancer and Hematology Center is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Something to be proud of here in Houston. 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocol for treating and curing childhood cancer. I've seen these people in action. I've seen the care, the concern down there from all the staff, from nurses to people in all differing positions down there and physicians. It's pretty remarkable. I don't leave there when I go and visit patients and hand out soccer balls without like some amazing thing happening in that hospital. Thank you, Texas Children's Hospital, for the support here and presenting sponsorship of the first hour. 703-780-3776. My question, if Chicharito Hernandez comes to Houston, will he platform to be in as big a star as J.J. Watt, Jose Altuve, or the beard, James Harden? We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Aguilon, dangerous ball in the middle. Here comes Firmino. Mane to his left. Milner to his right. Salah in support. It's in for Sadio Mane! Took him less than 9 minutes. Ninth goal in the Champions League for Sadio Mane. And now the mountain to climb is that much taller for Roma.
Welcome back to the show. You can always come back to the Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 with Little ZZ Top. They were recently down in San Antonio playing a private party. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I put the question out about Chicharito Hernandez. If he came to Houston, would he instantaneously catapult the Dynamo into the stratosphere of having a player as noted as J.J. Watt, Jose Altuve, James Harden? I say yes. 713-780-3776. Clint, what is on your mind as we welcome you back?
Hey, Glenn. I just don't think that he would have that kind of impact, at least instantaneously. I believe that, you know, he would definitely have to perform for the Dynamo, score some early goals, things like that. I know a lot of people here in Houston would love to have him there initially, but if he wasn't living up to the hype like he normally never does, then I just can't see him getting to that status.
Well, let me tell you something. With Kyoto and Elise flanking him and providing the wide game, that guy would have 8 goals right now, 9 goals in MLS at this moment after these Dynamo games. He's a goal scorer that's dependent on a wide game, and the Dynamo have a good wide game.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, if you go back to the Manchester United game where he debuted, I'm trying to remember, that was against, I think, the MLS All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
That night, there was a ridiculous amount of Mexico fans there to see Chicharito. Yeah. And to see Chicharito in the world's biggest team. So, if there was one player in the world you could bring here to bring that attention in our region of the country, it's him, in my opinion.
Definitely, I can see it. I mean, it's obviously Houston. We've got a lot of Hispanic fans. Heck,
a lot of Mexico fans. Chicharito. Mexico, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think that he would be... I think the hype would be there initially, but I just don't think that he would ever, you know, he'd have to perform like Altuve performs. He'd have to perform like J.J. Watt, you know, 3-time defensive player of the year. You know what I'm saying? I think that if he did come, which would, like I said, would be awesome. I'm a huge Dynamo fan. I would want him to perform at that level, you know?
Well, we'd have to believe that he would based on potentially what's around him, but you'd have to set him up to succeed too because he's a specific type of player with a specific type of needs from the players around him. I appreciate that phone call, Clint. Thank you for that. So Clint thinks he's got to perform first before he hits the stratosphere. I would say there would be incredible hype if he was here. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Is it about stars? Do you want a star here in Houston? Who is our star right now in the Houston Dynamo? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Before I get to the next caller, just stay with me, Eric. Gorgeous Gale is an Irish pub with an Irish feel. West University. Football fans, head over to the Gorgeous Gale. Say hello to Peter. It's 5555 Morningside Drive. You can catch all the best football matches there. Stop in for a pint and a bite. Great whiskey offerings as well. Great pub food. We got a big announcement coming up with the Gorgeous Gale. Can't reveal it yet tonight. GorgeousGale.com, outdoor patio, and it is the home of the Liverpool Supporters Group. All right. Let's keep the phone calls going. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn.
How are you, Eric?
I'm good. About that Chicharito coming the Dynamo, I believe that stadium will be sold out as soon as they announce that, even if it doesn't show up till next year.
Yeah.
That stadium will be sold out next year.
Is he the biggest athlete in Mexico, or is it Canelo? Who do you think is the most popular athlete with the farthest boundaries when it comes to a Mexican athlete? Canelo? Chicharito?
Yes. Right now, I believe he's like the top athlete in Mexico, no matter what sport you're talking about. Canelo, every once in a while, I think he's popular just when he fights. I don't see people talking about him. But in soccer, it's very dominant over there in Mexico. So I believe he's the greatest player right now in Mexico.
Biggest player on the Mexican national team heading to the World Cup? I mean, what about Irving Lozano? What about Chucky? What about Guardado? Has anybody come close to the reach that Chicharito has?
As a player, on and off the field,
the most popular.
On the field, I believe Irving Lozano is the best player. Off the field, that brings the fans, I believe it's Chicharito.
And what about Rafa Márquez? No, we can't bring him. He's too old. He's too old.
Yeah, actually, I think they were talking about that he could be on the 23 that goes to the World Cup.
Yeah, he's going to go. He's going to go. Nobody's going to deny
him. And talking about the national squad, I've been hearing for the last couple of weeks that after the World Cup, no matter what the Mexico national squad does, Juan Carlos Osorio, he's going to be leaving the Mexican national squad. I just want to get your thoughts on that. I don't know why would they let him go. But
I think he's stated that he will go. I think he's probably got something in the cooker here. That's what they all do these days. But I think he's made it clear that he's probably going to look for another opportunity. I got to hit a break. Thank you very much for this phone call. We'll talk more about Osorio when we come back. Before we go to break right now, this is for the Liberty Kitchen. Now, there are three locations, River Oaks, Memorial City, and the Heights. My good friend Carl Eves got a $50 gift certificate right now. Caller number 7, $50 gift certificate to Liberty Kitchen. You can use it at the River Oaks, Memorial City, or Heights location. My good friend Carl Eves, they got the hot smoked Seattle salmon, mac and cheese, yellowfin tuna mignon, roasted asparagus with my favorite, the bacon jam. $50 gift certificate. Caller number 8 at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. Texas Children's Hospital is our presenting sponsor of this hour. And we remind you again, largest pediatric cancer center in the country. 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials right now, being dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. This has been going on for more than 60 years. They are pioneers. They are leading pediatric hospital in the country and world leaders in pediatric cancer research. It's the Texas Children's Hospital. Again, 8th caller at 713-780-3776. $50 gift certificate to Liberty Kitchen.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.